Hello, friends, and welcome to the very first episode of my podcast. This podcast is an ASMR, and basically, you gotta just study with me, or like I'll be reading my textbook out loud. It helps me, and hopefully, it will help you to sleep because it's kind of boring, but it's also interesting and relaxing at the very same time. So, I really hope that you enjoy my podcast. Happy sleeping. I also wanted to do like a warning, or not a warning, like a this is gonna get better, like I promise. Like, this is my very first time, and I always wanted to actually try out ASMR. I mean, I listen to it every night, like that's the only way I can fall asleep, and I wanted to actually do ASMR for a really long time. And it's gonna get better, like this is the first time I'm ever doing it, so bear with me. And yeah, just it's gonna get better, I promise. I'm gonna keep trying to make everything better and to improve and to learn, because I'm not like a professional ASMR artist. So. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Okay, for today's episode, you guys are going to help me study for my biology exam that I have tomorrow. So, by the end of this section, you will be able to identify and describe the properties of life. Describe the levels of organization among living things. List examples of different subdisciplines in biology. Biology is the science that studies life. What exactly is life? This may sound like a silly question with an obvious answer, but it isn't easy to define life. For example, a branch of biology called virology studies viruses which exhibit some characteristics of living entities but lack others. It turns out that although viruses can attack living organisms, cause diseases, and even reproduce, they do not meet the criteria that biologists use to define life. From its earliest beginnings, biology has wrestled with four questions. What are the shared properties that make something alive? How do those various living things function? When faced with the remarkable diversity of life, how do we organize the different kinds of organisms so that we can better understand them? And finally, what biologists ultimately seek to understand. How did this diversity arise, and how is it continuing? As new organisms are discovered every day, biologists continue to seek answers to these other questions. The properties of life. All groups of living organisms share several key characteristics or functions: order, sensitivity, or responses to stimuli, reproduction, adaptation, growth, and development, regulation, homeostasis, and energy processing. When viewed together, these eight characteristics serve to define life. Order. Organisms are highly organized structures that consist of one or more cells. Even very simple single-celled organisms are remarkably complex. Inside each cell, atoms make up molecules. These, in turn, make up cell components or organelles. Multicellular organisms, which may consist of millions of individual cells, have an advantage over single-celled organisms in that their cells can be specialized to perform special functions organs, such as the heart, lung, or skin in organisms like the toad, will be discussed later. Organisms respond to different diverse stimuli. For example, plants can bend toward a source of light or respond to touch. Even tiny bacteria can move toward or away from chemicals or light. Movement toward a stimulus is considered a positive response, while movement away from a stimulus is considered a negative response. Reproduction. Single-celled organisms reproduce by first duplicating their DNA, which is genetic material, then dividing it equally as a separate pairs to divide to form two new cells. Many multicellular organisms, those made up of more than one cell, produce specialized reproductive cells that will form new individuals. When reproduction occurs, DNA containing genes is passed along to an organism's offspring. These genes are the reason that the offspring will belong to the same species and will have characteristics similar to the parent, such as fur color and blood type. Adaptation. All living organisms exhibit a fit to their environment. Biologists refer to this fit as adaptation and is a consequence of evolution by the natural selection, which operates in every lineage of reproducing organisms. Examples of adaptation are diverse and unique, from heat-resistant archaea that live in boiling hot springs to the tongue length of a nectar-feeding moth that matches the size of a flower from which it feeds. All adaptations enhance the reproductive potential of the individual exhibiting them, including their ability to survive, to reproduce. Adaptations are not constant. As an environment changes, natural selection causes the characteristics of the individuals in a population to track those changes. Growth and development. Organisms grow and develop according to the specific instructions coded for by their genes. These genes provide instructions that will direct cellular growth and development, ensuring that a species will grow up to exhibit many of the same characteristics as its parents. Regulation. Even the smallest organisms are complex and require multiple regulatory mechanisms to coordinate internal functions, such as transport of nutrients, response to stimuli, and coping with environmental stresses. For example, organ systems such as the digestive or circulatory systems perform specific functions like carrying oxygen throughout the body, removing wastes, delivering nutrients to every cell, and cooling the body. Homeostasis. To function properly, cells require appropriate conditions, such as proper temperature, pH, and concentrations of diverse chemicals. These conditions may, however, change from the moment to the next. past. Organisms are able to maintain internal conditions with a narrow range almost constantly, despite environmental changes, through a process called homeostasis, or steady state. The ability of an organism to maintain constant internal conditions, so homeostasis, is the ability of an organism to maintain constant internal conditions. For example, many organisms regulate their body temperature in a process known as thermoregulation. Oh, I think it's thermoregulation. I don't know why I'm having such trouble saying thermoregulation. I think that's how it is. I don't know. Organisms that live in cold climates, such as the polar bear, have body structures that help them withstand low temperatures and conserve body heat. In hot climates, organisms have methods such as perspiration in humans or panting in dogs that help them to shed excess body heat. Energy processing. All organisms use a source of energy in their metabolic activities. Some organisms capture energy from the sun to convert it into chemical energy in food. Others use chemical energy from molecules they take in. Levels of organization of living things. Living things are the highly organized and structured, following a hierarchy on a scale from small to large. The atom is the smallest and most fundamental unit of matter. It consists of a nucleus surrounded by electrons. Atoms form molecules. A molecule is a chemical structure consisting of at least two atoms held together by a chemical bond. Many molecules that are biologically important are macromolecules, large molecules that are typically formed by combining smaller units called monomers. An example of a macromolecule is DNA, which contains the instructions for the functioning of an organism that contains it. Some cells contain aggregates of macromolecules surrounded by the membranes. These are called organelles. Organelles are small structures that exist within cells and perform special functions. All living things are made of cells. The cell itself is the smallest fundamental unit of structure and function in living organisms. This requirement is why viruses are not considered living. They are not made of cells. To make new viruses, they have to invade and hijack a living cell. Only they can obtain the materials they need to reproduce. Some organisms consist of a single cell, and others are multicellular. Cells are classified as prokaryotic or eukaryotic. Prokaryotes are single-celled organisms that lack organelles surrounded by a membrane and do not have nuclei surrounded by their nuclear membranes. In contrast, the cells of a eukaryote do not have membrane-bound organelles and a nuclei. In most multicellular organisms, cells combine to make tissues, which are groups of smaller cells carrying out the same function. Organs are collections of tissues grouped together based on a common function. Organs are present not only in animals, but also in plants. An organ system is a higher level of organization that consists of functionally related organs. For example, vertebrate animals have many organ systems, such as the circulatory system that transports blood throughout the body and to and from the lungs. It includes organs such as the heart and blood vessels. Organisms are individual living entities. For example, Each tree in a forest is an organism. Single-celled prokaryotes and single-celled eukaryotes are also considered organisms and are typically referred to as microorganisms. All the individuals of a species living within a specific area are collectively called a population. For example, a forest may include many white pine trees. All of these pine trees represent the population of white pine trees in this forest. Different populations may live in the same specific area. For example, the forest with pine trees includes populations of flowering plants and also insects and microbial populations. A community is said of populations inhabiting a particular area. For instance, all of the trees, flowers, insects, and other populations in a forest form the forest's community. The forest itself is an ecosystem. An ecosystem consists of all living things in a particular area, together with the abiotic or non-living parts of that environment, such as nitrogen in the soil or rainwater. At the highest level of organization, the biosphere is the collection of all ecosystems and it represents the zones of life on Earth. It includes land, water, and portions of the atmosphere. Thank you guys so much for listening to part one of this study session. I really hope you enjoyed it, and I really hope I'm talking to a bunch of sleepers.